Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Brother Ed by Jaylene L. Hatmaker, Ohio, USA. In August 1980, an ugly scene brought my 13-year marriage to an end. I fled our home with our two children, $5, and nowhere to go except my mother's. Staying there more than a couple of nights wasn't an option. The next morning, I headed out to find help. The welfare office referred me to an emergency agency that found a small apartment. It was dismal, in a rough area, but I had to make the most of it. A woman there wrote down an address and said to go tell Brother Ed she'd sent me. The address was a nondescript warehouse near a Catholic school. Inside, floor to ceiling, held everything imaginable, from furniture to clothing. A short, unassuming, thin Caucasian man approached, introduced himself as Brother Ed, and asked how he could help. Scared to death about the future, I told him who sent me. Brother Ed led me through the packed maze to a clearing, his office. He sat me down, offered a soda, and his lunch. He softly asked me to tell my story. He listened as it poured out. Years of abuse, the fix we were in. He nodded, concerned, asked few questions, and accepted my tears. He offered neither sympathy nor disapproval. When I felt too wrung out to speak, he went to work. We toured the places he anticipated our needs, referred to himself in third person as Brother Ed. He selected twin beds for my children, a sofa bed for me, sheets, blankets, clothing, towels, washcloths, small kitchen appliances, cooking utensils, everything we'd need, including an ironing board and iron. With each step, I felt more dumbfounded. Was I expected to pay? Nothing was new, but it represented a small fortune to me. I couldn't believe he was giving the stuff to us. Within minutes, a huge pile was gathered near the doors, and Brother Ed explained the furniture would be ready that afternoon. With his next question, my heart sank. Do you have a way to move everything? As my mind whirled, he said, you can use Brother Ed's van. I should return at 5 p.m. with helpers, load the van, move everything, then return the van. All matter of fact, as if he'd known me his entire life. Overwhelmed, I couldn't believe that he seriously would allow total strangers to disappear with his personal vehicle, possibly never to be heard from again. But that's exactly what happened. I did, of course, return Brother Ed's van along with my eternal gratitude. I later learned Brother Ed was a local Jesuit. The warehouse stored donations for the order's secondhand store. Though his vocation was helping others, I will ever remain indebted to Brother Ed. I do what I can to pay it forward. I've never forgotten his selfishness and am still deeply touched and grateful, and can only guess how many lives he has touched. I truly believe Brother Ed saved me and my children. I know he saved my spirit.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.